זוהר מועדים או שנה רבה, איידם קופטט. Knesset Israel, the gathering of Israel, which is Malchut, even though it is the seven Sfirot in general, it is blessed by the six higher Sfirot, which are Chagat Nehi. And from the deep river, where the spring extends from, whose waters never stop, extending on the six Sfirot Chagat Nehi, and it suckles the daughter, which is Malchut, as it is a daughter for her, for the upper world, which is Bina, and for the lower world, which is Zahanpin. It is blessed by them with this awakening. Because when the gathering of Israel is blessed by them, all the worlds are blessed by receiving from her. Therefore, they surround the sacrifice, as we have learned in the 7 days of Sukkot, that the sacrifice is corresponding to the Malchut that receives from Bina and Zahanpin. And by the seven circles, she is fulfilled by seven Sfirot. So we're talking about the correction of Malchut, which is the Sfira Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, and also Malchut of Zahanpin. Actually, lately in volume 9, I think, chapter 9, we've learned that, first of all, Malchut grows within Zahanpin, starting from its Tiferet, the Malchut of Katnut, until Zahanpin goes through Gadlut, and then Malchut descends from Tiferet to the Yesod. When Zahanpin is in Gadlut, having Nehi, then that emergence of the Tzela in the backside of Zahanpin generates the Malchut, and then the Patsuf of Malchut starts being built corresponding to the He of Zahanpin. From the He of Zahanpin we have the fulfillment for Chabad Chagat Nehi for the whole Patsuf of Malchut. Yeah, we've learned that. And then that's basically the topic. How do we, from those corrections of Zon, where we attached, joined the Lulav to all the Hadassim and Aravot, which is the Zahanpin, all of its Sfirot, Chagat Nehi, how did we join the Etrog, which is the Malchut, and shaked it, meaning we've continued the light through the mutual screen, Masach, which is the Sukkah, and that light will be as Omekif, surrounding light, and influence the Zahanpin so as to correct Malchut. And then Malchut is built after these seven corrections, or you call it seven circles or 7 days, corresponding to the seven Sfirot of Zahanpin. Everything is seven here. And Malchut emerges and starts working in itself. And this is already the eighth day of Atzeret, when it starts becoming a potzuf per se. Kufyud Dalet, in the seventh day of the holiday, that is Hoshana Rabbah, it is the final judgment of the world. And the judgments emerge from the palace of the king, and the Gvurot end that day. The Arvein Nachal depend on those Gvurot. And we have to awaken the Gvurot towards the Maim, the water, and circle them 7 times, corresponding to Chagat Nehim, the sacrifice, which is Malchut, so as to satiate the sacrifice with Isaac's water, meaning with the illumination of Chokhmah coming from the left line called Isaac, so that the waters will fill the wealth of Isaac, meaning the Malchut, when it receives from the left. This is how it's called that time. And when it is fulfilled, the whole world is blessed with water. Meaning, all of Chagat Nehi of Zahanpin, in their actions, they are only in order to circle the Malchut, that is, to make it to build it of complete righteous and complete sinners and complete intermediate. intermediate, Rav says. Of intermediate. Okay. Complete righteous are signed for eternal life. And complete sinners are signed for eternal death. And the intermediate are pending until Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. And from the complete righteous and the complete sinners, we're not talking about them, because their judgment was concluded in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. And all we're talking about is the intermediate ones, which are pending until the Yom Kippurim. If they go through repentance, they are signed for life. And the sinners who are not going through repentance, they are signed for death. And the meaning of the repentance of the Day of Atonement is continuing the light of Chokhmah by the Malchut rising to Bina. And the redemption, the correction, they are signed for life after the redemption. However, this thing did not end completely, meaning they are ready, but the kli isn't yet. And the time of continuing the chassadim so as to clothe the chokhmah is in the 7 days of Sukkot. Turns out that in the 7th day, Hoshana Rabbah, the clothing of chokhmah in chassadim has ended, and then signing for life done in the day of Kippurim was done. And for those who were not signed and for life but for death in the day of Kippurim, for them it didn't end yet, because they still have the time to return until the 7th day of Sukkot, because until then the light of Chokhmah remains. And if they'll go back, their transgressions will overcome, will prevail, and they will merit the light of life. And then the judgments are conveyed to the angels, whether for life or for death. Because after the judgments, the verdicts were sent to the executioners, then they are not being sent back again. Which means that after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, there is no more continuation of Chokhmah. Because this Masach of Chassadim, this correction of Chassadim that we have, also is formed by Chokhmah. Above the Sukkah, there's sun that shines. Only above the Sukkah, it symbolizes our desire, as in the verse, I've sat in his shade. All of our livelihood comes from shade. We are willing to be in shade. But above the shade, the operating force is a force of Chokhmah. Hence, even though the Sukkot, the shade, we're talking about light of Chassadim, about the correction of Chassadim, but these corrections are done only by the light of Chokhmah. There is no light doing any action besides the light of Chokhmah. The light of Chassadim, as he explains to us in the four phases of direct light, is that if the creature wants to resemble the Creator, then he feels within some weak light called the light of Chassadim. However, the action happens by the light of Absag, which is the light of Chokhmah. Why is it called then Absag? The light of Chassadim comes from Sag. Nope. The light of the Sag is filled with Chokhmah. Bina is the essence of Chokhmah. But we call it light Absag, because the light of Chokhmah comes to correct the Kli. So the light of Chokhmah from Ab is clothed within Sag, meaning within its action, within what it wants to do, and this is how it appears to the creature. Well, that's it for now. We'll find it. And in the 7th day of the holiday, meaning in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it is the conclusion of the judgment of the world, because afterwards there is no more illumination of Chokhmah. Hence the judgments go out of the palace of the kings, they are sent to those who execute them, and they are not brought back again. And the Gvurot awaken and are assisted in that day, because the Gvuot, which is the continuation of the illumination of Chokhmah, end that day, and the Chokhmah stops, and the rest is clarified. In that day, in Hoshana Rabbah, we need Gvuot so as to continue the water, which is the meaning of the illumination of Chokhmah that only extends with Gvurot and Dinim. And in that day, the judgment ends. They have to continue the illumination of Chokhmah by the Din, the judgment. So, they have to strike the Aravot on the ground and finish their illumination so they won't be found, because on that day there is an awakening of the Chokhmah and a conclusion of the Chokhmah. So, the Arve Nachal that imply on Netzach and Hod, in which the Chokhmah is revealed by the judgments, we are creating awakening and ending, because that's already close to Malchut. Hence that custom of with the five Aravot is what we do in the end of Sukkot. Interpretation: the ground is the last discernment phase of Malchut, on which we should strike the five Aravot, according to the custom. And when we strike the five Aravot on the ground, then the Chokhmah continues with the judgment to the last phase of Malchut, where the illumination stops. Meaning, if we can continue that illumination from Netzach and Hod of Zeranpin to Malchut, it is a sign that we are using the Aravot, bringing them to the ground forcefully, and then it affects Malchut. And the reason that the Chokhmah is revealed by Aravot, which are Netzach and Hod, is because from Chazeh and above, it is Gar of the Guf, and the Netzach and Hod from Chazeh below are Vak of the Guf. And since the Gar of Chokhmah were concealed, and only the Vak of Chokhmah are revealed, their place is in the Vak of Guf, which is Netzach and Hod, which is the meaning of Arvei Nachal. So, it's a continuation from the ending of Zeranpin to Malchut. The light of corrections, that's what we're doing in the end. And, Huftet Zayin, Rabbi Chiya said, of course it is like that, and it is beautiful. The Arvei Nachal are named that way because the Nachal, the river, which is Bina, generates the Gvurot, meaning the illumination of Chokhmah along with the judgments within. And in that day they awaken and they end. In that day, Isaac came back to dig the holes for the water, the wells for the water, and it implies the Malchut, which is called a well. And he said, what does it mean? He said, in the first day of the month, that is, in Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the year, there was a beginning of judgment all over the world. And Isaac, which is the left line, rose to the chair of judgment so as to judge the world. Meaning that he covers himself with judgment, din, even though he comes from the side of Rachamim, mercy, through Abraham. But here, he judges them by the chair of judgment. On that day, Hoshana Rabbah, Isaac sat in order to awaken the judgments and end them. And he dug the wells of the water so as to bring the Gvurot for the gathering of Israel, which is the Malchut called well, so as to awaken the water, which is the illumination of Chokhmah, because the water of Gvurot descends to the world, meaning that there is no illumination of Chokhmah that extends without Dinim, judgments. And precisely the Dinim give the form of the water's flow, because everything is built from vessels of reception. All the continuation of the lights from Bina. Interpretation: in Rosh Hashanah, the dinim of the left line started becoming apparent. This is where we would mitigate them with the shofar. The Malchut was the two great lights clothing the left line of Bina, and he thought that it can suckle from there on its own. And by blowing the shofar, the horn, the left line was diminished by the middle line. By the actions, first the action that diminishes it completely, and then by the miftacha. When Malchut descends from Bina down to Yesod, and that qualifies him to receive the Vak of Chokhmah. And in Yom HaKippurim, by the Malchut rising to Bina, the Vak of Chokhmah becomes revealed in it by way of five torments that it got from the Bina. And after the Yom Kippurim, the Chassadim started appearing so as to clothe the Chokhmah. Without them, the Chokhmah does not shine. And the correction of Chokhmah continues within Chassadim by surrounding the sacrifice until the day of Hoshana Rabba, which is the aspect of Malchut. The 7 days of Sukkot is the meaning of Chagat Nehim. It's the final day of Sukkot. And therefore we have to reawaken the Chokhmah with the correction of Chassadim by way of circling, surrounding the sacrifice, in order to finish the seventh day and conclude the illumination of Chokhmah. Since it has reached Malchut, there is no need to continue it. And this is why it says, on that day Isaac said, in order to awaken the judgments and conclude the judgments, because there is no need to continue anymore. Then the Chokhmah, on the day after, can be revealed in Chassadim, which is the Simchat Torah, the light of Chokhmah that is revealed in Malchut. Anything from our friends? There is a question of Yuri from Ranana. He asks, what does it mean they're ready but the Kli isn't? Meaning the lights are ready but the Kli isn't. It really is a question. The light is in complete rest. It is unlimited, unbounded, light of infinity. So, what does it mean that there's a problem with the lights? Never. There's always a problem with the kelim, the vessels. And what was the question again? What does it mean they are ready but the kli isn't? Yep, that the light is unbounded. The kli isn't ready, like we learn from perception of reality. The light is formless. There is no term, concept of light outside the kli. It's an abstract form, or an essence. The light is a phenomenon within the kli. Meaning, it's impossible that I will discover something if I don't generate that thing from within. I must create it, design it. I have to build it from within. Every sense, every flavor, every fulfillment cannot come from without, from outside, and I'll just get it and sense it and enjoy it. There's no such thing in reality at all that something exists outside. But everything, whatever I generate within me, various forms of bestowal from within my will to receive, this is called my fulfillment. This is called the light. It is not like in this world where you have a glass and you pour some water into it. I have, say I have a cup. I don't even have a cup, but let's say I do. I have a cup, but I generate the water myself. I do it myself, and it seems to me that it appears from outside. It seems to me that I receive force from outside, but altogether, It is like Bala Sulam tells us about perception of reality, that even though everything is inside, I describe it as there is some photographic machine, so that what I imagine to be outside of me is in fact within me, and there is nothing outside of me. So, there is no fulfillment that comes from outside, but it seems to me that way. In fact, I create it within me. Therefore, the perception we have in this world here, that there is a kli and some fulfillment is poured into it, that perception is false. It's not true. It's incorrect. It doesn't exist in this world also. This is how it seems to me, though. Why? Why do I need it? Why am I built in a way that I have this illusion? Bala Sulam explains to us that this is how we discover something beyond me, my actions, the fulfillment I'm fulfilled with whatever seems to me as light of Chokhmah or light of Chassadim. By that I discover the upper level compared to me, the reality called Creator. Describing to myself these things in that false way, that it's as if outside of me, yet discovering that all of that is finally within me, become clarified within me, then me and all the other souls and all the fulfillments, everything I imagine to be outside of me, when I really start seeing them as eventually within me, then from within that perception, where it's only within me, when I already arrive at the sensation, I discover someone outside of me that designs me and that whole inner picture within me. From that process, I have, from that dynamics of the process, I have a construction of an additional sense to the Creator. Just like what we have now and how we develop a special sense by society that is seemingly outside of me, and in my work I increasingly convince myself that it's incorrect, it's inside me, all these souls and all this world, it is all within me, and it's only me seeing my desires that way, seeing them inspired that way, from the study, from my connection with them, I gradually discover that it is within. So this is how, from my study of perceiving the whole of reality that I discovered to be inside of me, I actually prepare myself to discover someone that is really outside of me, which is the Creator. But along with discovering that He is outside of me, I feel that it's incorrect. This is what he writes in the article, Thou hast hanged me in behind and before. He cannot even explain this, David, that it's not outside, that the Creator sustains him and gives him only the sensation that he exists, and he can identify himself and the Creator. But what do I want to say out of this whole mess? That from perception of reality that is correct, we should develop ourselves to determine that. Me and him. The breaking of the worlds, breaking of the souls, it is all in order to allow us to give us the option to build that sense of the Creator. Why did we talk about it? What did he say? He asked, what does it mean the lights are ready but the Kli isn't? Yes, it's really the Kli. This is the only thing we should worry for. And we shouldn't be worried about the Kli, but about its cover. Only about the cover. Okay? Yes, Oleg.
We are inside the light. In order to feel the light, we have to be under the same conditions as the light. Is it true? To the extent that we resemble the light, we attend the light. Only according to the law of the equivalence of form. The Creator gave us a standard, which is 100% bestowal. We are in 100% reception, and then we have the opportunity, by the concealments away from Him, where He hides the bestowal from Him, where He hides Himself, by His playing with us, grown-ups play with their kids. Out of this game, we can learn what is it we have to do, which forms we have to accept upon ourselves in order to resemble the light or the Creator. It's the same thing. We only need to understand that we are inside this game. As it is written, to begin with, the Creator is sitting and playing with a whale. The whale is the entire creation. The entire creation is one big game. If I, with every thought and desire of mine, if I try to reveal the attitude of the Creator to me, what does He want from me? What does He stabilize such a desire and a thought with me in each and every moment? It's a sign that I play with Him the same way that He is playing with me. That He's fooling around with me. And then out of this game, I can learn from Him what He wants to and how He wants to see me. This is our entire lives. Does the Creator want us to have a demand to Him? Yes, He always wants us to have it. And Baal HaSulam explains that a man is incapable of such a thing only if he will be impressed by the group. I cannot aim myself towards the Creator only if I will receive the desire and the direction for the desire from the group. And it is not up to the magnitude or the altitude of the group so much, rather it depends on the extent that I appreciate it, like with Yossi Ben Kisma. You see, he's a guest of ours from Moscow. This is why I let him ask first. Do we have other guests who want to ask? Let's suppose that you're also a guest. I want to support what he was asking and what you said. And he said, I've made a palace and I have dwelled inside them. It is said, and they have made a Mishkan for me and I have dwelled within them. The Mishkan, the palace is Malchut, meaning if you prepare a vessel where I can dwell, then certainly I will come and dwell inside this vessel. Therefore, the Creator is called Dweller, and this vessel is called Shechina, the Divinity.